Everybody, this is Mac Blake.
And David Hanna.
Normally, we like to start the show with a hilarious audio bit. But instead of that, I wanted to tell you guys that I have an album coming out.
That's right.
An album of stand-up comedy jokes. It should be dropping March 3rd on Sure Thing Records. It's called Bird Drugs. And you should be able to find it on iTunes and other places. The Sure Thing Records website. I'll have links to it on my website, Mac Blake Comedy. And also, I'll be tweeting it. But if you come anywhere near me in the month of March, you'll hear about it.
And I'll take some of that, too. Yeah, you come near me, I'll tell you all about Bird Drugs.
Also, guess who makes a surprise appearance on the album? I'm not going to tell you how, but guess who?
Hold on.
Correct. The Cambodian dictator, leader of the Khmer Rouge. David Hanna makes a special appearance.
That's right. Yeah, your mascot wedding favorites.
That's right. I'm not going to say anymore. It's a secreto.
That's Bird Drugs, March 3rd, Sure Thing Records, Mac Blake's record.
Let's start the show, David. Who's our guest today?
Today it's comedian Beth Stelling.
Pol Pot? Oh, no.
Hey, folks, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, the Internet's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hanna.
My name is Mac Blake, and this is episode 289, The Darkness of
the Man Cave.
Oh! Got usurped over there.
We are recording here in Austin,
Texas. Did I just ruin a tradition?
No, but also, yeah.
Oh, no.
Hold on, we'll introduce
it. It was better than anything I could
have done. I'll be peace. And quiet.
Chillax. We're recording this in Austin, Texas at the Hodgecast Studios, Hodge Pound. And we are your... Oh, that Hodge Wolf is back.
God damn that Hodge Wolf.
Hodge chickens. Yeah, yeah. We are your podcast lions. David Hanna, how are you doing?
Each day's a gift. I almost got into an accident on the way here, but I'm better now. It's raining outside and no one knows how to drive or conduct themselves. And a hobo decided to cross the street, like, right in front of my car.
A homeless bohemian?
No, a female hobo.
Oh, okay.
So, and the roads are wet. So I was kind of like, hit the brakes really quick. But then I kind of did a little skid and did not care for it.
You weren't just, like, loving life for those 2 seconds?
Nah. I saw a lot of my life, but that's about it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Did Jesus take the wheel?
No, Jesus. I'm combining songs now. This is my winter mix.
Pretty good.
Thank you. How are you, Mac?
I am doing pretty good. I did a poor job of dashing in here to avoid puddles, and I'm a little wet, but I've taken off some items of clothing. Most of my tattoos are now visible.
This is immediately the hottest podcast we've ever done.
Because the rain really kicked up the musk in here.
It did.
Yeah, now it's a warm cocoon of stink. Just get it. Guys, we are a very... happy to welcome.
We are very happy.
Very happy to welcome a very special in studio guest. This is her second time on the show, so she's a friend of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the comedian Beth Stelling.
Yeah.
Now's the only time I'm going to say anything. Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me back. Sorry I kept interrupting. I didn't know I wasn't allowed. I have never been on a podcast before or touched the radio.
First of all, you've been on this one before.
I know. Both of those things
were
lies.
That was a radio show at the time, and let's talk about that.
It was worse smelling than it is in here.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back in the...
It was so bad.
Back in the day, when was that? What year was
it? 2012.
2012. Yeah. And that was... You were at... South by.
Yeah, my first year there.
First time, were you excited?
I just moved to LA, and then that spring after I moved to LA, I got to do South by Southwest. So yeah, I was very excited. I felt very cool.
And we were like, we wanted to have a guest in, and Beth agreed to come on in. And we used to be in this one radio station. We won't name its name, but it's Co-op, KOOP. Mm-hmm. And there's a show.
He just named its name.
No, he did. He just said 91.7 on your FM dial.
Yeah. And there was a show right in front of us, and it was run by this guy who was a terrible piece of shit. We won't name his name, but it was Giles. Mm-hmm. And he had these, like, guests in there playing terrible music, and it was, like, it was a real drum circle vibe.
Uh-huh.
Someone was playing, like, a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
And then there was also just, like, a timpani without any sort of setup.
And someone was playing a cloud of their own stink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody was also just dancing. As if someone's heart's about to be ripped out, that kind of dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little Kalima.
And, oh, yeah. And so the door opens up, and this just stink pours out of the studio.
Yeah, we're not exaggerating here, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like the truth. I mean, body odor can be really offensive, and this was thick.
Especially when it was in a soundproof room for an hour.
Yeah.
So, like, nothing's really escaping.
It was almost impressive.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was. I mean,
it was astonishing that smell could fill a room, because I doubt it was one person. I imagine it was all of them.
Yeah.
Yet it had you know what I mean? Like, it all came together, I guess, and made one bad smell.
Yeah, they did with their smells what they wanted to do with their music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their music, put that
permeate the room and everyone's senses.
Yeah, leave an impression on people.
Yeah.
But seriously, imagine that. Imagine enough BO filling a decent sized room.
Right. And then you begin to wonder, well, what is BO? Mm. I mean, obviously I know what it is, but I just mean, how is it possible that it would fill a room?
Yeah.
Like, a stench, an odor coming from a body is going to fill a room. So bizarre.
And you're, but that's the thing. It's like, once the smell was that, oh, bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, what is BO, you know? Just, what is it really?
What? But here's the real question. What is BO? But it's like a fart comes out of you, and you know what that's happening there, and you can fill up a room, I suppose, with gas, but body odor coming off of your body?
You have body bacteria that wants to get off your body and leave a mark everywhere.
And they're like, please stay, don't leave.
Yeah.
But it's also, when it's that bad and thick, it does make you wonder, like, what little molecules are getting into my body right now?
Sure.
What am I breathing in?
What were we breathing in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did anybody fall ill after that? I got cancer.
Oh.
I got black lung.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to switch my consciousness to a second clone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but the other thing too, it's like, we're just some small town radio hicks, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we got this comedian, and we're going to put on a good face in a radio show. And then, like, we open the doors, and then the smell holocaust comes out of there.
Yeah.
It was real bad.
It just was like, well,
you're lucky I'm here.
Real good.
Well,
the
fact that a nationally touring comedian can remember it after 2 years away, it's like, oh, I remember that stink pit. Yeah, sure. I'll do that show again.
Yeah.
But look, here we are in the wonderful Hodgecast Studios with a couch.
Yeah.
And the jingling of my latte.
Mm.
Something we weren't allowed to do in co-op.
That's right.
Jingle jangle, the freedom.
So Beth Stelling, how
are
you doing these days?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky, you know, to be working. And this is my first year really working only as a comedian. And so otherwise I always had like other little side jobs, you know.
Oh, what were some other side jobs you had?
I was babysitting, and I worked at coffee shops. I worked at Intelligentsia Coffee in L.A.
Oh.
And then I managed a coffee shop in Chicago called Dollop. And yeah, but in L.A. my jobs were like babysitting. Oh, I like ran errands once. I was working for the company that built my website. I was trying to do business development for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Dojo, and they're out of Chicago. It's like a web development. But I was the only one in L.A., and I wasn't doing a great job. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was trying,
mm-hmm.
But it didn't work very well.
Now you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So suck at jobs.
Yeah.
Is that awesome to just be a full-time comedian now?
Yeah, I think that there's a difference. Okay, so it's like when you have the day jobs, you know, you're like, if I could just not have this and just make money off of comedy, that'd be great. It's that interim part that's difficult, because you keep saying that. And then at the earliest part of the transition, you're like, man, I thought I would get so much more done. Mm-hmm. Now that I don't have to go into work, and I'm not. Because there's obviously going to be a transition there, because you're like excited that you're not having to work. So mm-hmm. you're like, well, I'm not getting as much done. And then you come around. There's a bunch of stages of it. Then you come around and you're like, maybe I could just pick up like one or two shifts at the coffee shop just to like stay sane. And then as time goes on, thankfully, I've been busy enough. Like, this is week 8 of like 8 weeks on the road straight. I'll stop back home in LA like one or anywhere from 1 to 4 days back home. And so at this point, I don't deal with those feelings anymore. But there's all kinds of different feelings as you transition. And also, you know, it's like a jump. Because you can, like, I was 1 foot in, 1 foot out, because I was still not wanting to leave the coffee shop. And then you're terrified in all these things. Some dude comics are more willing to do it sooner, because they will live in filth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, I have standards, so I just, you know, I wanted to make sure. And you can't ever really be sure, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I never know what's going to happen to me.
Yeah, that's something that is weirdly reassuring to me. But also, sort of maddening is, like, you were talking about, like, you know, all these plans and different sort of plateaus and things you want, and then you hear somebody like Paul F. Tompkins, who seems pretty well, like, as established as a stand-up can get,
right.
Mm-hmm. Still talking about how he's got to, like, hustle for everything and all this stuff. So, like, that idea that, like, that hustle, mm-hmm. like, never stopping is, like, oh, okay, so this, like, feeling everyone has it, but then also, wait, this never goes away?
Right.
Like, that seems like...
You have to almost give... It's weird coming from me because I like being, like, in control and knowing, you know. I'm not that methodic, but I've found, like, definitely a sense of relief lately. I got out of a relationship and also, like, giving myself over to the fact that I'm kind of like, whatever happens, happens. Like, if I'm... And that also, for me, comes with... I saved up some money. So, like, because for the longest time, all I'm doing is waiting on checks. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I have to buy my flight to go open for this person. So, I got to put that on my credit card, but I can't pay that off until I get paid for the check. You don't want to sound desperate, so you're not going to ask for the check, but you really need that check to pay off the card so you can then you owe your agent money. And then you know, so, like, all these things, it would stress me to no end. And I finally saved up enough where it doesn't, I'm not down to the minute paying back that flight that I bought to get the check that I'm waiting on. I have, like, a little grace period where I have something in there where I'm like, I'll pay that off, and I'm not gonna have to hound them for the check. I'll wait until it comes, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not like by no means am I doing great financially, but it's like finally at a place where that is less of a problem.
Yeah.
And I think that has made it even easier for me.
What's the record for the longest you've had to wait for a check?
Oh, lately I remember I was waiting on one for, like, I don't know, 3 months.
Pretty good. It's a pretty good record.
3 months.
Yeah.
Jeez, guys. I bet that check was just sitting there under, like, a...
And it was for... A
box of koozies.
Pazone.
Yeah. It was, you know, surprisingly not, like, some random comedy club owner. It was, like, a large company I'd done a private event for.
Oh.
Another thing that happens is I'm like, hey, is that going to come? And they're like, oh, we need you to invoice us. I'm like... See, it never would have paid me if I hadn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
the same thing happened to me yesterday, as a matter of fact.
We need you to invoice us. I'm like, oh, what world is this?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, say I have to go download a template to do an invoice and make it all professional. Like, yeah, exactly. Right.
Let me go into Pages here and find something.
Somebody, we did a show, you and I, recently in another show. Hold her down.
I gotta leave. I gotta go.
Beth just got real mad and threw something at David. What Beth didn't tell you is that her relationship just got out of was with David.
Yeah. Mm.
So things are pretty tense.
A little tense.
We were long distance and didn't talk for like 2 years.
Yeah. That's right. We were long distance and just long on emotions and contact.
Yeah.
So,
but I loved you the whole time.
And it's good to see you again, my love.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, too.
Also, I hate your guts.
Yeah, it's over.
It really stretched the definition of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Yeah, it was...
It
was odd.
I mean, I was having sex with other people.
So was I.
Okay.
Some might call it an acquaintanceship, but you know what? it was the strongest relationship I've ever had.
It's weird, though. In a way, David always strayed. He stayed true. He also strayed true.
I strayed true. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Stray true.
You turned down that marriage from that baroness.
I did.
You said, I can't. I'm stray true. I'm almost engaged. I have a promise. Ring
I have somebody
album.
Coming in to do a podcast in a couple months.
Yeah. If we're both single by the time we're 80, we are betrothed to each other.
But if you propose to someone on a podcast and you're like, well, I hope they hear it. When's this come out? Oh, a week? Ooh,
well, I propose, so we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. It's out there. It's out there in the ether now.
Will you marry me?
Man, I wonder if I could use a proposal to get out of something.
For example?
Yes, of course.
Like, what?
You're really ready to jump on that answer.
Like if you're like, I really don't want to be at this dinner. I'm going to propose to you 2 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
You say yes, we get out of here.
I like that idea now.
Just hide a previous proposal.
That might be funny if she's into it.
Yeah.
Like if you know her well enough to know that would make her laugh and stuff.
But be very clear to her that this is not a legally binding proposal.
Women like hilarious proposal pranks, right? That's something they're into?
Oh, yeah. They like funning.
Okay.
I was just on a... I mean, some girls do like that if they're in on it. I don't know. Prank... We were talking about this earlier, but like prank stuff, I'm not good at. Because I like hate making someone feel uncomfortable usually. Like I'm constantly just mostly trying to make everything comfortable. And as a comic, that's usually... Well, a lot of people like comics like to make people uncomfortable and have that sit in
the room. Were you pointing at me?
I don't know. A lot of comics like to. I'm pointing at him. No, but what I was saying is, in general, your job is to make it okay.
Yeah. In fact, you know? When you first come on stage, you want
to. You're trying to make it okay.
Yeah.
So, and anything you're going to say, you're like, here's why it's okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make you laugh about it. But with pranks, if I did something and someone was like uncomfortable, instead of sitting in it and being like, oh, you know, this is hilarious, I'd be like, I'm so sorry. We've been joking and are you okay? So sorry.
But I still have two more beats of this joke to go. So I'm just going to let you know now.
We are going
to
dump some stuff on your head now.
Did you ever watch the British Office, like back before it was an American Office?
Yeah, yes. I hate to sound elitist, but it was better. I mean, I liked it better.
Yeah.
Of course, I love all the people on The Office. It's a great show, blah, 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 America. Mm-hmm. But the original one, I felt weird about it because I was like, oh, so we just steal things and do them? Wow. I didn't know that. I think I was like young at the time when it was, when I saw it. I think I was like 21 or something.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 2021. So when they found out that it was becoming the American show, I was like, this is wrong.
And that first.
Well, but clearly Ricky made a ton of money off of it. But
yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. But I didn't get that at the time. I was just like, they stole.
And that like entire first season of The American Office was like beat for beat. It was like, oh,
it's kind of weird. It was so bizarre.
It was more awkward. But I remember the first time you watch a British Office, or even like Curb Your Enthusiasm, like those kind of squirm shows.
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys like, ooh, like kind of, was your skin crawling at all?
I can't remember. I liked it.
It was a little bit, but I don't know if you've watched Hello Ladies on HBO.
Haven't.
I have not.
The Stephen Merchant. It's good. But man, that is the most squirmtastic show.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, I feel like at the time that was sort of a newer genre,
right?
Squirmities, mm-hmm. And I feel like now that we're around that a lot more, that kind of awkwardness. I wonder if, like, you know, if I went back and watched the original British Office, I'd be like, man, this is fine.
I bet it'd be delightful because now we're like two or three generations removed from that, where people are still doing squirm comedy. But have none of the nuance of an original Office.
Yeah.
So just like, we're here to make you uncomfortable, and that's it.
But yeah, like how much U.S. television gets like piped over to other places, and it's like, oh, here's this British show, it's already made. It's like, but their accents are weird. Remake it.
Right.
Like they're remaking that show Luther.
Oh yeah.
That awesome. It's on Netflix. It stars Idris Elba. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
America's man.
I know. I wish he was. And he's a cop. DCI Luther, and they're remaking it, and it's like, what's the plot of the show that's so great?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you just show, we got this Idris Elba. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah. Well, because people won't recognize London's skyline. They'd rather put it in, like, Philadelphia or something.
So stupid. Yeah, also, like, Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, those original ones were badass.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. I did go and see the Rooney Mara one, and of course she did, like, eventually I warmed up to her, and if, you know, that's not easy. I couldn't do that role, and she did well. But the original one was fucking badass. Like, you believed it.
It's so badass that I haven't seen the Fincher one.
I saw the Fincher one. I definitely watched all those.
You watched the original?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're enthralling. You can't get away from them.
They're
it's
great.
Incredible.
I think I also still like the Fincher one.
Better?
I don't know if I'd say better.
It took me a while to get used to Rooney because I was like, bitch, please. I mean, you are a model. Yeah. You're not beating people's asses.
Well, the good news is now she's like, something about making that movie broke her brain. And so now she's just like, she's very quiet all the time. And she's very like distant. I feel bad for her.
She's not returning your calls?
No, she's not.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
She's been texting me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's okay. You know what? We're broken up again.
But like the original Lisbeth Sounder, what's her name?
Noomi Rapace.
I feel like, or Rapace, right?
Fucking, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't know anything.
Like, I bought that, but then I felt like Rooney Mara
Rapace Salsa.
Like
okay, sorry.
Get a Rope was playing a version of her. Like, didn't feel like it's okay.
You felt like Rooney was playing a version of the original.
Yeah, not like her
own. Of course.
Part. But then also, I don't know, Fincher is
and
like.
And then there's the British guy, Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like, what are we doing here?
Oh, I wasn't complaining about that.
Well, I'm not complaining about him and saying he did a bad job. Yeah. I just like, did he use an accent? I can't remember.
His English accent.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so that's weird.
Yeah, exactly. You're still in Europe,
it's
technically.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we talk about this a lot. I feel maybe, do we talk about this in the air? About like how.
Tell me what it is.
There's these like 90, oh, I'll get to it ever. Ever? Oof. So we talked about this recently. About how there was a string of movies in the 90s that were like super popular. And looking back on it, back on them were so bad, like Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I'm sorry.
Those like Batman movies.
Bad?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't
not
watched
like
it.
Street bad, not like bad as in good, but yeah. bad as in like they're not good.
Robin Hood with
Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves. Yeah.
With Kevin Costner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I loved that movie.
What? Yeah, it was. When I was younger, I thought it was really good. It's unwatchable.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it another spin. Let's see how you feel about
also,
it.
Also, Kevin Costner as Robin Hood.
I mean, Dances with Wolves holds up for me.
Oof. I haven't seen that.
What do you mean by hold up? Does it's it like, hold up your shelf?
Oh, my God. It was so good.
And there's an uneven table in my house.
He's hot in that.
See? Oh, bring back our past guest. I was having this conversation a couple episodes ago with someone who refused to believe that Kevin Costner was ever sexy.
Oh, my God. Heartthrob. He was like the Tom Selleck of that time.
Well, okay, you're not helping my case, but all right.
You don't think Tom Selleck?
Tom Selleck is so hot.
Tom Selleck's so handsome.
Tom Selleck, well, I mean, I was...
Three Men and a Baby era, like, during that time, in his heyday.
I can see
it. Tom Selleck's hot as shit. Yeah,
it's weird to look at him. He's 80s hot.
God, he's beautiful.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
He's like, he's got that perfectly, like, symmetrical face, lantern jaw.
It's buried under that.
Oh, my God.
It's buried under that.
I was just thinking about him.
All right.
I got shivers.
Go eat some barbecue. You'll be fine.
I ate too much brunch.
Do it. Where's that song? Play it.
Okay.
Hold on. Here we go. Wait. Guys, get ready to hear the new number one hit debuting here on the Mascot Wedding Shoe. Shoe, it's a shoe.
All about that brunch. About that brunch. No lunch.
Right?
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
But yeah, 90s movies were terrible.
Is there something that's really popular today that we like that 20... or 15 years from now, we're going to be like, oh, my God.
Probably everything.
Ludicrous? I mean, I
well,
don't
I mean,
Ludicrous.
I mean movies.
It's 2014 now. We're almost into 2015.
Yeah,
I don't
Luda's kind of old references
yeah.
already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's still great in
the Fast movies.
Fast 5, Fast 6.
He's so tiny.
He's such a
so
good actor.
So movies right now that we like that in the future.
Probably the Fast movies,
I mean,
actually.
Well, I already know those are bad.
Uh-huh.
Right. Think about, I mean, just... The way that I make fun of my mom with the phone. Like, mm-hmm. think about if you have kids or whatever, you're around your friends' kids in the future. It's like, we will know nothing mm-hmm. of their product.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to know how to work any of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a weird transitional time where
yeah.
we're being asked to, like, learn so how to operate so many things.
Yeah.
And this generation will hold on for dear life, but then, like, 5 years from now or, like, 10 years from now, I'm not going to know how to operate anything.
No, when people are like, yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, here's the thing. I have a lady friend. I have no reason to get on Tinder, but there's going to be a lot of Tinder jokes now. And uh-huh. I'm like, should I just get on Tinder just
yeah.
to know?
Yeah, just so my punchline should be swipe right or swipe left.
So if I let this...
My jokes are that I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
That see, well, now she's cornered that market.
You
so.
Reference it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Beth, you
what?
Are...
What?
Super funny.
Thanks, man.
And you do a lot of jokes about your mom, which are also super great. What does your mom think about your jokes?
She loves them.
Does she like the attention?
Yeah, I think she does. Yeah, she's such a good sport about it. And all of it's true. So, like, she could be a bad sport about it, but what's she going to do?
Can I ask you a specific
besides
question?
Besides be very supportive.
About one of your bits?
Yeah.
Did she really write Boner Appetit in a card?
Yeah, you know, she wrote... that's truly how I remember it, and that's why I wrote the joke in Boner Appetit.
Uh-huh.
You know, the joke is whatever, basically, like, so I think you just told your daughter she's got an appetite for boners. And I looked back, I found the card. And now I, of course, I can't remember once again. But in the card, it's, I think it's something like, it's like bone, fuck. I gotta
bone
look.
Fuck.
No. I gotta look it up again, but it's not boner appetite. She okay. wrote something like, crap, I don't know what it is. I
but was
to,
it was it some sort of
it was a
euphemism?
Play on words with that.
Okay.
Was it like bone appetite?
With, no, with boner.
Okay.
Like
Oh,
I know. I think she wrote boner petite. Or, damn it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, your mom's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. It's something very along those lines. And it's the same with the blizzard, the DQ joke. She said, I'll take a penis brittle parfait. And actually that's once again just how I remembered it when I was relaying the joke to myself and trying it on stage. So I mean, not like it matters, like you're asking me to defend myself, but in my head, that was my truth. And the same with this, she actually ordered a penis buster parfait, which is an actual item on the menu. I don't think a peanut brittle parfait is not on the menu.
Yeah.
Peanut Buster is. But the joke I wrote originally was, she may need a penis, whether it's brittle or not.
Yeah.
And if I say she may need a penis, whether it's busting or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could work. I'm too scared to try it, actually.
Well, I mean, did you give any thought to, well, let me rephrase
She may
that.
Need a penis, whether it's busted or not. But busted, buster,
I would say
busting.
That to me, you're still, I mean, use the term like that's my truth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still feel like you're taking the spirit of the moment
right.
and conveying it in an entertaining
you're
way.
Right. Right.
Is
yeah.
that ever like, do you ever think about that though? Like, oh, this isn't 100% accurate. Like, I wonder if somebody care about, you know, is worried about or cares about that.
Well, no one, people will not believe you anyway.
Uh-huh,
like,
yeah.
my dad really, the highest count he got on the raccoons in the backyard, I think, was 73 or 79. I mean, no one believes that.
True. If you want to know,
I have the Christmas card to prove it.
If you want to know what Beth is talking about, she has an album called Sweet Beth on Rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick it up, search for Beth Stelling. And she's got a track on there about her dad caring for some raccoons that is, at the same time, so funny and terrifying and
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But then also, like, that you had to go... That had to happen for that joke to exist. So your dad had to like start feeding whatever you said
right.
was like 70.
Because it started
raccoons.
As about 18,
right.
and then yeah, and then the Christmas card a couple years ago they sent me that said "Merry Christmas from the Coons."
Oh,
apostrophe
all right.
Coons. I was like, oh yeah, okay, Florida, and it's a picture of all a bunch of them, just tons. Like, it doesn't look like 73, and I'm sure they weren't all eating at the same time, but you know, in the photo you can see, I would guess at least 25 or 30, and they're all eating, gathering around the trough of dog food, and then they included a close-up of Snorky's face going like this. My dad named one of them Snorky.
Okay.
While I was there,
can he pick out Snorky from the others?
Yeah.
What?
But he started transporting them one by one and setting them free, and he did let Snorky go, which was his favorite. Yeah.
What did he call? He was like, Beth's tough day today.
Snorky's gone.
Snorky's gone.
Yeah. He said, I mean, this is on the album too, but it's like he said when he was dropping Snorky off that it touched his leg, like as if to say thank you, his bare leg.
Yeah.
And my joke is just like, yeah, as we have to be like, here's some rabies, you dick. Thanks for ruining our lives, me and my closest 72 relatives' lives.
Did Snorky like have like a birthmark of a snorkel?
He's just the biggest, and my dad has nicknames for all of us.
Okay.
Like, you know. He calls me Biddy, and he's just very, I mean, he's a loving person, but like, yeah, he just makes up kind of like weird little names, and I don't know, he's very into animals. And
is that because he forgot your actual name?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Both your parents have had strokes, right?
That's just my dad.
Okay.
And that's not true. But also, while I was there visiting one time.
Another liar comedian.
This is true. I had a Nokia phone at the time.
Oh, are we boring you?
Yeah. I still have the phone, even though I'm sure it won't turn on now. I kept it for this reason, but there was a black bear that came and ate. And they just, like, live in Orlando, like, not in the middle of nowhere. It's, like, kind of like a gated community-ish. Not gated. It's just, like, one of those Orlando.
Sure.
Lots of circles. It ends up, there's like a gate at the beginning of it. Not a gate, but an entrance.
It's designed
What are they called?
Like a planned
community?
Community?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, but there's no gate, man or whatever, or woman. So anyway, point is, there is a little stream running through the back, and they have had alligators there in the past, which is like kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I saw it with my own eyes, and it was a big black bear, and he was just sleeping on the deck after eating up all the dog food. And the raccoons were just kind of, you know, carefully kind of going around him, not really scared, just like he was there.
So weird.
And I did take a picture of it, but it's on my old Nokia phone. I thought I uploaded it to Facebook years ago, but I must not have.
Do your parents like living there?
Well, it's my dad and his wife.
Oh, okay.
And my dad loves the warm weather and always wanted to live on the beach, even though they live in Orlando, which is 45 minutes from the beach.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And lately in his old age, I think he's thinking about moving up to where my sisters are with their kids in the Midwest. But
okay.
I don't think that will ever really happen. It's hard to take people who have lived in Florida for over a decade and put them back into society.
They're like human raccoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah.
Just clawing at people. Just wanting that dog food mixed with
Hershey Kisses.
Hershey's Kisses.
That sounds great.
I know.
Yeah. It's probably pretty good.
Is there a chocolate and meat food for humans?
So, chocolate and meat food. I thought you said, is there chocolate and meat? I think it's called Dog Killer.
Uh-huh.
There's this convenience store between Austin and San Antonio. And calling it a convenience store is like calling the Eiffel Tower toothpick. It's called, right. It's Bucky's. It's gigantic.
It's a megavenience store.
And yes.
Megavenience.
Yes, because convenience can never be bigger.
That's right.
Bucky's tend to be in smaller towns. And so there's like a portion of the mega store that's also dedicated to like hunting supplies. And there's also stacks of deer corn.
Mm-hmm.
And on the stacks of deer corn, there's a picture of a deer skull. And it just the idea that this is like a bag of food. It's like, imagine if you're like, hey, David, I got some food for you. But there's like a human skull on it. Like those deer are like, maybe we shouldn't be eating this, Mitch. Like,
yeah, yeah. Why?
There's a picture of our fucking skulls on it, man.
Yeah, it's lure chow. I don't want to eat that.
I don't know. It tastes pretty good. I don't think it's going to end well.
I'm not moving after eating all this.
I am too full.
I already have diarrhea. My pellets have turned into liquids.
Oh, no.
You call them pellets, too?
My butt's leaking.
I'm calling it sick to work.
Keep eating.
What a deer. What does that deer do?
Data processing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, got your, I reviewed your latest, your entries.
Uh-huh, yeah. And
They're a goddamn mess. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I am a deer.
Yeah, I know. We thought it would work out. Pounding. I thought you were in a costume when we hired you.
Can I reiterate that I'm a talking deer?
Well, like, I got over that now. It was quite a shock last night when I realized the truth. I thought you were just like a fun guy who was playing a costume.
I can juggle a ball.
Let me see it. Gunshot. Fuck you, Glenn.
Yeah.
Were you Glenn in that?
No, he was Mitch.
Mitch.
I was Mitch.
Fuck you, Mitch.
God almighty.
I think he was
You
Mitch.
Were driving the bus on that one.
Let's take a minute to thank the God almighty for his terrible wrath.
Wherever
today.
She may be.
Oh, what if?
That? Oh, yeah. What if God was one of us?
Louder spelling.
Just a stranger on a bus trying to make her way home. Back up to heaven all alone. So she can find someone to bone.
Appetite.
Wait, hold on. God wants to get back to heaven because that's where
all the good puss is.
That's where all the heavenly poon
is. Is that why God has killed people? Because he wants all that
poon.
Dick and vag for himself?
Yeah.
That's why JonBenet Ramsey's dead. Happy anniversary.
She's not dead. I'm JonBenet Ramsey.
Whoa! Kill it!
Kill her!
I was excited. What a dramatic reveal.
Well, happy 20th anniversary of your death coming up.
Thank you.
Is that how that podcast serial ends? The podcast reveals that...
JonBenet Ramsey's there?
That she's JonBenet Ramsey.
She's like a tertiary character. She's like, yeah. I'm here! And everybody just stops.
I was here the whole time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Case dismissed.
That was a dramatic turn. What is that face for?
What is this?
I was trying to hold in a yawn.
Try
it worked.
Harder.
It worked well.
I held it in as long as I could.
For a second, I thought it was like, well, we got another corpse on our hands.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, good. She's
rigor mortis set in immediately.
She's not bored by the show, but now she is a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you step on a rusty nail on your way in here?
No, but I did as a child.
Oh.
That was my first tetanus shot at 9.
Ooh. Did it go through a foot?
Up through my shoe.
Gah! Gross.
Up through my shoe into my heel, and then I had to go to the doctor and get a tetanus shot.
So how is your singing career doing these days?
You got a good voice.
You do?
Well, I didn't really prove myself, but I mean, my mom's a musician,
but
so
if we
always grew up singing, but, you know.
If we were to play a backing track for you to prove yourself, what track would that be?
Oh, I don't know. Something from Frozen.
And then how would that go?
I'm just kidding.
Frozen, by the way, is something that I did not know was a thing.
Oh, uh-huh. It's a huge thing.
Like, people were saying, like, what is this Frozen? Like, for whatever reason, it's like not on the... I know I'm an adult, but I feel like other adults knew about it, even without kids. But it just, for some reason, like, did not ever get on my radar.
Yeah.
And people my age and around my age are in LA are like capitalizing on it and being like, I'm gonna do Anna and Elsa at a party. Like, grown people are dressing up like the princesses and making a bunch of money at kids' parties.
That's the way to do it.
It helps if you can sing.
So if you wanted to dress up as a princess, or if you wanted to make some money at parties, who would you dress up as?
Which princess?
Or just anybody. Any
you know, yeah. This is
I'd
funny.
I'd do Ursula for sure.
Because am I talking out of school here?
Mm-hmm.
This is, you have that, your dad does that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have we talked
yeah,
about
my
this?
Dad, yeah.
No, I found out about this. I was listening to Beth made an appearance on the real radio. Dudley and Bob.
Oh.
And this came up.
Well, yeah. What does your dad do?
He has his own business. He's been running it for almost 20 years called Stars on Call. And he has a whole catalog of characters, and he dresses up in different costumes and stands on street corners and yells at people with signs and stuff. And sometimes a stepladder, sometimes a large Doberman stuffed animal on top of his car to draw more attention. And
oh, that's not a part of the character?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Oh.
And he yells with a sign to get them into that business. And he has all different clients, and for each client he dresses up differently. But his most famous characters around Orlando are the leprechaun in front of the Carryman Irish pub and Tijuana Tex, which is a pretty offensive Mexican portrayal in front of Tijuana Flats, the Mexican restaurant, which is a pretty tasty place.
Well, as long as it's tasty.
And he's been doing that forever.
Is he semi-famous around Orlando?
Yeah. Like, I talked to somebody who went to Full Sail that I met in after college, maybe, or maybe in college he transferred. And I was like, oh, my dad lives in Orlando. He's like, oh, yeah. We got to talking. I was like, he's the dude in front of Firehouse Subs and the Carryman. He's like, I know who you're talking about. I know your dad. I've seen him. There's certain police that will get him in certain areas that don't allow that on the
weird
sidewalk or whatever.
Okay. Has he been arrested?
I don't think he's been arrested, but he has been told, like, cease and desist. Like, he got to get out of here. He does a gorilla for Gold's Gym. He has, yeah.
That makes sense.
All kinds of. He's done Santa Claus. I played one of his elves before when I was younger.
When he gets
Easter Bunny.
When he gets stopped by cops, does he ever drop the do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? No, because he's a little mentally, like, he wouldn't use, you know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He isn't cheap in the art.
Yeah. He's all about the art.
There was,
science.
No science. All about that art.
I was looking out my window at work at International Tomato. And there was a kid there, as a sign spinner, but he just had an arrow and he was kind of giving it the scoots.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He was just kind of moving it back and forth, not really doing anything.
Yeah, doing a real shit job.
Yeah, a real shit job.
Yeah, that's why he had
the scoots. This country. By the way, real quick, how'd your dad feel about Obama?
Oh, he didn't vote for him.
Okay, good.
We'll be right back.
I don't know, I said good. Please, everything's got to fit my stereotypes.
Yeah, he did not vote for him.
Person from Florida.
But he does, like, get paid a decent amount to do that, like, a shocking amount. Because when he first started, I remember him filling out his invoices because I'd sit with him in the car. He'd pay me, I think, $20 an hour just to bring him water and sit in the car
If he can
on air conditioned for hours. And I'd bring him water and this or that. And it was like, because we were there visiting anyway, you know. And yeah, so he was getting paid, you know, $45 an hour at that time. So it's more now, I think.
Damn,
good to know.
Because Far Out on Fox covered him and like a story on him and the male news anchor was like kind of, you know, silly fun about it. And the woman was like, I don't know, like being really judgmental, like seems crazy. And it's like funny how defensive I get. I'm like, shut up, you cunt. Like, you even know him.
You don't know him.
Yeah. And then thankfully the male news anchor goes, I don't know, Barbara, or whatever her name
was. I think you're being a real cunt.
No, he goes, when Bert's out there, they say there's something like, I don't know, 30% more business, something like that. And I was like, yeah, that's right. You eat it. Can you imagine like getting competitive about your dad being somebody who yells and like, yeah, look at those percentages and tell me he's crazy.
Have you met this news anchor lady?
No, but I saw the clip and I'll hate her forever.
Oh.
Maybe someone needs to do a morning show in Orlando one of these days.
Yeah. You know, set it up like Old Boy or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I should. I have a bone to pick with you, Tina.
So, Beth, you're at the Orlando Chuckle Shut this weekend.
Chuckle
and,
Shut.
Beth, you're giving me a weird look. What's going on?
I hate you.
Well, all right, it's hilarious.
About 13 years ago, I'm just kidding. I found out where you lived, and I chose not to burn your house down, but I did plan to come here and headline the Chuckle Shut so I could yell in your face on national TV. Is it local? Oh, this is just local?
Everything's viral these days. All right, we have to make this happen now.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe book some Orlando dates.
What's that? There's something where it's like,
I've never done comedy in Orlando.
No,
well,
not yet.
There's nothing funny in Orlando.
Mm-mm.
That's not true.
The Magic!
The Fillmore Theater in Miami, but that's the closest I've gotten to Florida.
Well, tell you what, maybe if you go on a Tampa Bay or something like that, a morning show, you'd be like, you know those jokers over in Orlando.
Yeah.
There's this one mega bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then just ran.
I wish I knew her real name. I don't even remember. And I also tried to dig up the clip and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that I've seen it with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. It was the Far Out on Fox coverage.
Was it
dad.
On a perhaps a some sort of VHS tape?
Maybe, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I do have that footage on it. You're right.
There's nothing we can do about that.
Well, maybe your dad knows it.
You're right about that.
This became a real, like, well, no, we want you to find this footage.
We'll find her.
I want you to find this lady. I bet she still works there.
Well,
we can prank call
with
her.
With that kind of attitude?
She's bowed into.
It's her dusty old business. She can't get a new job.
No.
So there's the sign spinner.
Yes.
He's giving the sign that scoots back and forth doing a real shit job.
Right.
This person who I will affectionately refer to as a sort of like a kind of a transient looking individual.
All right.
Kind of walks up, hobbling, not very slow, a little bent over, and talks to the sign spinner. I'm seeing this at a bit of a distance. Takes the sign from the guy and then proceeds to blow my mind. Like, does every fucking sign move in the book.
Shush.
Like, giving it the spin. Like tossing over shoulder like a nunchucka or something like that. Like, and then like blip, 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 and then gives it right back to the sign spinner, the original guy. And the kid just goes, all right. And then just starts doing the same little left and right thing. And I was like, no, did someone else see this? Please God. So it's like, no one believes this.
It's like that homeless guy with the golden voice who ended up getting a job for like a week and did nothing with it. Maybe this guy could get a job spinning signs.
You know, also out that window, I saw a guy in a Jason-style hockey mask, not during Halloween, just walking down the street with a chainsaw and an axe in one hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Some other guy, when I was like, yeah, guys share office with Eric and Brad. And I was like, Eric and Brad. And then some other guy, so they saw that guy.
Okay.
But then some other guy in the street like walked up to him and he's like, far out, man. And then the guy just kept walking.
Got murdered.
So I think someone probably got murdered that day.
That's
cool. That's scary.
Yeah.
Or he was just like using the mask for its original purpose.
Maybe his truck broke down and he was just getting the contents of it out of there and just
maybe
taking
he home. cut his face up with the chainsaw. I don't want to scare anybody. Put the mask over it.
We do get a lot of chainsaw massacres around here.
Ooh. Texas.
Well, we just call them Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We don't have to identify where we are.
It's like calling it Hold'em.
Yeah, we just call it Hold'em.
Yeah.
We just call it racism here.
We just call it toast.
We don't call it Texas racism.
That's right. We just call it toast.
We just call it justice, not Texas justice, when we hang innocent people.
We just call it everything's bigger in.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Everything's bigger. Then what? Is there small things?
No, nope, just everything's bigger.
We're super confused all the time.
Yeah.
We're a nation of dullards.
We're
that's right,
so smart.
Nation.
We're a nation of dullards.
Those people that want to like secede from
Texas.
They want Texas. Well, that's people that want like Texas to secede.
Right.
It's like, really, guys? You hate the U.S. so I don't get that. I 100%.
Oh, no, there's nothing to get. It's just people.
People here want people. There are Texans that want to secede from the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we just cut along the border and just set it free, push it off a little into the ocean.
Exactly. It's as simple as that.
We go right into Mexico.
Yeah.
But I think
your worst nightmare.
Didn't
not mine, Jack.
Yeah.
Didn't Rick Perry like even talk about secession or something like that? Where he's like, the rumors aren't true. I don't want to secede or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just posturing. It's just
I feel like those same people that'd be like, they're like, I think my truck should be mayor. You know, like that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
All right, your truck's the mayor. Like, oh, damn.
He's not ready for that responsibility.
Now I'll never see him again. He's so busy.
Yeah. There's a lot of plan A's, but no plan B's.
Or not busy at all.
Yeah.
I found my wife in bed with the mayor. Here's my truck. Oh, no. Who do you get mad at in that situation?
Women. They can't drive.
Oh.
But they sure can ride. Hey, thanks for that high five, Beth.
You're welcome.
Best thing about radio.
That was a good impression of my voice, too.
No,
he's the one who said that.
Whoa.
I don't know. We'll never prove it.
I never said that women can't drive. What are you talking about?
Well, now that you just said that, I'm going to use a little bit of audio magic and do some editing. This show is real gotcha journalism.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you guys okay calling this podcast journalism?
Yeah, of course I am. I feel like we break some stories.
Beth Stelling.
What?
You're in trouble.
What did I do?
All right, Beth Stelling, we're going to do a little vision quest. You're going to go on a vision quest right now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
A scavenger hunt?
No.
We're going to take a mental walk.
We're going to take a mental vision quest.
Got it.
So you can't hear it, but some music just piped in. What's your perfect day?
My perfect day.
Perfect day. But it starts, you have to wake up in a teepee.
I wake up in a teepee.
And you also have to aim at the microphone.
Yeah, I got to talk at the microphone.
My perfect day is I wake up in a teepee.
You start in the teepee.
I look and see that I had eaten all the s'mores I cooked on the fire the night before. I feel pretty good, but I know I need to go take a little jog around the teepee. So I do that. I'm totally naked. And then I find some animal pelts. I wake up in my bed. And
in the teepee.
In the teepee.
In the teepee. Do I have to be in the teepee?
You have to. That's rules. The one rule.
Your perfect teepee day.
Okay, so I wake up in the teepee.
We've made a lot of progress so far.
I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
About stuff you did the day before.
Yeah. And I say, today's a new day. And I go out.
So, you're pretty happy, but you also need a fresh start.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I go out of my teepee and I shoot a BB gun at a target.
Okay.
For a little while.
Let's put a figure on this. How long do you shoot this BB gun?
Till my hand hurts.
God, dude.
Your hand hurts on your perfect day.
Okay. How about just for 5 minutes?
Okay.
Then.
Well, I don't know. Maybe BB gun's got. Maybe 5 minutes is enough to make your hand hurt.
Then
maybe?
I go to the library.
Okay.
The one. There's just one right there. It's just a little house.
Is it the best library?
It's just the books that I want in there.
Okay.
It's really more of a bookshelf.
So you go to the bookshelf.
I go to the bookshelf. I grab a book that I want to read. Mm-hmm. Do I have to tell you which one?
No.
Okay.
You have to tell me, though.
I'm not going to say. You already said I didn't have to.
The rules.
The secret.
Diary of a
Anne
kid.
Frank.
The so, secret of Anne Frank. The secret of Anne Frank. I think my friend Klaus wrote that one.
Bull. So then I get some coffee from some fancy place.
Uh-huh.
Some eggs and bacon and some kale. And I sit there and I eat it and I read. And then I go, wait, hold on. Then I go do the bar method. It's my favorite thing to do. The bar method is a workout thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's kind of like ballet based.
B-A-R-R-E?
No.
Okay.
Well.
Isn't it?
No, yeah, I where I go, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But there is things. Oh, there's something called like Pure Bar. There's something called Pure Bar,
B-A-R-R-E. Is bar method like, is that more like the bar method?
The old bar method?
Yeah. And then I play some darts. Mm-hmm. Drink a Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. Drink a Bloody Mary, play some darts. Shower, have somebody else do my hair and makeup.
Tom Selleck, maybe.
Go shopping at Bloomingdale's, buy a cool new outfit, get a new car, brand new car, but I don't have to pay for it.
Okay.
Is that going to eat up a lot of time, or is it just like
No, it's real quick. Okay. They already picked one out.
Okay, good. So you just got
to
pick it up.
I had picked it out online. I just needed to go pick it up. That's not true. How about I already like my car, though.
Okay.
So never mind.
Maybe you treat it to a car day.
Mm-hmm.
Your car gets a fresh coat of paint.
Give it a
detail.
Then I get a manicure and a pedicure.
Sure.
Then I get some new sneakers.
All right, so it's 2 a.m. at this point.
No. It's only 2. It's 3 p.m.
Okay.
Then I, maybe I have a smoothie.
Okay.
Maybe I eat a coconut kale smoothie. I love kale.
Oh, boy.
And then.
You're the one.
I know. It's very L.A. Then, maybe I go on a hike. Like a really long hike around Griffith Park.
What do you see there?
Birds. I see a couple coyotes.
Do you see a puma?
No pumas. One mountain lion really, really far away. Someone's started a fire. I put it out.
Wow, save the day.
Yeah.
Pet a friendly hiking dog?
Yep, pet a dog. Get bit by one dog.
Perfect day?
Oh, never mind. Don't get bit. And then...
Hell yeah, I got bit by a dog.
Kick a small dog. Off the edge, like punt it.
Does it land
but
okay?
But later I find out it was a fake dog.
Oh, wait. But still, you.
Still satisfying.
And you're happy about that. So you at the time are like, yeah, I killed a dog. And then you're like, yeah, I did kill a dog.
Well, it was a setup. I punted it
over
the edge. But it was one of those little white dogs that's like tiny and
so kickable.
White.
What if you found out later that dog had like Hitler's soul in it or something?
I feel even better about it.
Yeah, what if it was the killer in cereal?
I don't listen to that.
Neither
the only
do
kind
I.
of cereal I like is Pops.
The killer in cereal? You mean high fructose corn syrup?
Aspartame.
That was a good one.
So it's 6 p.m.
Okay. So not 6. Take a shower, and then that's when I get my hair and makeup done by somebody else.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so nice just not to have to do it.
Sure.
I mean, I don't do that regularly, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
And then maybe I go on a date.
Okay.
maybe I eat something delicious and then have more alcohol and smoke cigarettes because they're not bad for you in the perfect day.
I love it.
And then have a bunch of sex.
A bunch, like on top of each other?
Different positions and like for a long time.
Sandwich breaks?
Yeah, and then like multiple times.
Okay.
And then?
Pop that hip back in.
And not get pregnant.
Good.
For the day.
Yeah.
Any? Do you ever take a break just to kick another animal?
No, just that one, but it was a setup. I knew it was a fake one. I would never hurt an animal.
Yeah.
It had been eating trash.
Oh.
So I kicked it.
It's a pro trash.
It's a real trash animal.
Mm-hmm.
You got to thin out the herd.
I mean, anyone that listened to that, it's like...
Wait, it's over?
Oh, and then I fall asleep and I dream about good stuff.
I feel like we could edit 10 seconds out of that pause.
I think you could edit out the whole dream.
No!
Best Ellie's perfect day, everybody. Yeah.
Mac, ask me my perfect day.
David, you ready to go on a vision quest?
Sure.
Keep it quick, okay?
Okay.
Shut up.
The opening chords of Poland. What is that song? It's like, is that, what's that? It's Welcome to the Jungle. The opening chords of Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome
kick in.
To the Jungle.
As your perfect day unfolds.
Yeah.
David Hatta.
Uh-huh.
What is your perfect day?
I wake up.
Yeah.
I get high and watch 7 movies. Perfect day. That's it. None of this bullshit. Kicking
wow,
dogs.
Wow, was mine long?
No, it was
you
fine.
Just focused in on the kicking the dog part, but it was a fake dog and I got to kick it off the edge.
We understand you love
like
pranks.
A prop dog.
Yes.
It was a prop dog.
It would be cool to drop something on high to something and then watch it crash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like maybe there was like an old car that somehow pushing it off a cliff
mm-hmm.
would help nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like... The irrigation canal is going to explode unless you
push
this
car.
Plus, I'm just an old lady who doesn't have the strength to push it, but I'm still hot. Like, all right, I push that car. And then you had...
All right, Raquel Welch. Yeah.
You had post push a car.
Mac, what...
Hugs.
I want to know yours.
My perfect day?
Yeah.
Oof. All right. It's my perfect day. Do I have to wake up in a teepee?
Yeah, fuck you guys for making me wake up in a teepee. That's why it was all weird.
No, well, it's...
Yeah, because I had been having peyote, and that's why my day was weird.
That's the day before! No, it's different starting points. So this one, you start in the bed section of an IKEA.
So I wake up in the bed section of an IKEA. I'm wearing a real comfy shirt. Like a real cool shirt with like a funny graphic on it.
Mm-hmm. Like Iron Man ironing.
That sounds great. And it's like real soft, not too tight in the neck.
Of course.
And then I'm wearing like some comfy shorts, but I still managed to pull it off. And my hair is kind of standing. It's not greasy.
Uh-huh.
I've got a grease ball on top of my hair. I wake up. It's early. I wake up early.
Sure.
And I call my parents and I'm like, how's it going? Everything's great. Good. Get that out of the way. I get a breakfast, a delicious smoothie for breakfast. And then...
So LA of you.
Yep. Well, they're good.
They're everywhere.
No, they're not. LA has everything.
I go to LA Smoothie.
First.
That I do like in other places like LA Fitness.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, they are fit.
Get a slice of pie at the California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, that's so gross. Oh, man.
Okay, so after this movie,
okay, California Pizza Kitchen. I was there one time. One kid was throwing spitballs on me. I could not find him. It was driving me crazy.
Oh my god, you're kidding!
I'm not. I pulled over the California Pizza Kitchen guy. I was like, "Someone's throwing spitballs at me. Who is it?" And he's like, "I don't know, sir. We'll keep an eye out." And I
wait,
just,
my mom's calling.
Okay,
want to talk to her?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Hi, mom.
Hi, my girl. Did I wake you up?
No. You know what? I'm actually just on a little podcast.
Oh, okay, I will let you go. I was just thinking about you, and I just wanted to say hey, but get going, girl.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to catch up with you, too. The shows last night
were will do it.
So great.
Yay. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. They were good.
All right.
I love you. How's Nigel?
Your brother's fine. We're just missing you like crazy and just wanted to say hey. I'm so glad the shows went well. Oh. Great.
Thanks, Mama. And are you in Louisville or what? Are you in Louisville?
Huh?
Are you going to Louisville?
No, I went last weekend, so I've been working in the basement like crazy. I got some new rugs for down there and going through old stuff. And Megan and I went down to IKEA this morning with the little ones. And mm-hmm. Listen, get back to your podcast, and I'll catch up later. I'll call you maybe tomorrow.
Well, I could call you later after the podcast.
Okay. All right. I'll be here.
Maybe we'll FaceTime.
Sounds great. I look like a nut, but that's all right.
I love you, Mama.
I love you. Talk to you later, baby.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mac, I'd like to change my answer for the perfect day.
I would also like to change my. I wake up at IKEA. Beth's mom is there.
He's next to me in a non-sexual way.
Yes. By the way, Nigel is who?
My brother. No, he's my mom's dog. He's my mom's dog.
Beth, your mom is the best!
I know. Isn't she the greatest? Now you kind of know what I'm doing when on stage.
Yeah, it worked out great.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have asked about the penis brittle.
Oh, we should have.
I liked it better.
So she's the one who clarified that. I was performing at the Athenaeum in Chicago, and she was in the audience. Uh-huh. And, you know, they rarely get to see me perform on, like, really kind of cool shows. So they got to see me open for Rob Delaney there. And then the next big show they saw, so that was a couple years ago. Mm. And then the next big show they saw was when I was with Anthony Jeselnik at Caroline's, like, just last month. So they came to New York. So sometimes my family, my mom and my sisters, I'm referring to, get to see kind of fun shows like that. But my mom was in the audience. It was like a 1,000-seat theater. And I was doing that bit. And I was like, Mom, did you not say that? And it was like dead silent. I was like, oh, my God, Mom, you can't do that to me right now. Like, make a noise if you're here. And I heard her laugh really loud. And I was like, that's her laugh. That's her laugh. And then later after the show, I was like, Mom, why didn't you back me up on that? And that's when I found out the truth. She goes, I didn't say penis brittle, honey. I said penis buster. So she, like, couldn't agree because it was a lie.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean to lie. Anyway, so you wake up in a teepee. Your outfit's on point.
I got it. Yeah,
it's very comfy.
Your shorts are
smoothie.
Very.
I gotta wrap this up.
Hair's not greasy.
Let me see. What do I do? And maybe this is not the right order.
Perfect day.
But I wake up.
IKEA.
I'm in IKEA. I get a new couch. I take it home. Really ties the room together, mm-hmm. and it's great. And I don't have to set it up because who sets it up?
Hired boys.
Hired boys set it up. Who I then give a dollar and it saves their life somehow.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I play
wow, yeah.
a game of basketball. I'm great. I am accuracy from the 3-point line is fucking insane.
Yeah.
I'm just nailing it. It's a bunch of guys when I walk in, they're like, this guy's trash. But next thing you know, it's like, blah, 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 blah. It's happening.
Still didn't work on that inside game, though.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I don't have any post moves. I'm a good rebounder, though.
Sure.
Then I go home and I finish up like 4 projects. And I hear some news about
that.
Some other projects and they're like, hey, we got it. It's done, and people like it.
I love that.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then me and my lady friend, we go out to eat. We get some delicious pizza.
Mm.
Our dog is real cute and soft on that day.
Yeah.
We go home. We do something that I don't want to talk about.
Thank you.
Jenga. And then after we're done Jenga, I'm all over each other. We go on a nice little walk. We see something cool, like a dog jumping a car or something like that. Or like a falcon ripped off a man's head.
Like a fake dog falling
off a cliff. Dog jumping on a car.
Over a car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over.
Okay.
Like hot dog ways, not hamburger ways.
Okay.
And then some more stuff happens. I don't remember, but eventually I punch out a dolphin and the Spurs win the championship again.
I love it.
Yay!
See, you hurt an animal too.
Well, the dolphin was a real piece of shit. If you let me finish, Beth.
Okay, yeah. I'm so sorry.
I would finish.
And the Spurs win the championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Beth Stelling, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Sorry my dream was so stupid.
No,
I liked
Beth
it.
Was the
it
best.
Was yours, yes.
It was not as good as talking to your mom, but then that was the best thing that's ever happened on the show.
Yeah. She's the greatest.
I look like a nut. I loved it. I loved it. Beth, if people want to find out more information about you,
yeah.
How do they do?
My website's been down, but I started a Squarespace. So if you go to beth-stelling.squarespace.com, it's my new website. And it'll link you to everything, Instagram, Twitter, all that. Or just find me on Twitter at Beth Stelling. And, you know, it'll link you to that again. Everything's linked. It's all connected.
Awesome. Beth, thank you so much for coming on the show. David Hotta. How should we leave the show today?
Let's go clean up that backyard full of raccoons.
Okay. Oh, David, there's a lot of them.
Stepping on a lot of squishy stuff here.
Oh, my God. Ah, David, that one clawed me.
Oh, hey. No, I got it. Now it's on me.
Yeah, David, they're clawing me. Oh, David, that bag I gave you to hold earlier?
Yeah?
It was full of raccoon bacon.
What? There's all kinds of raccoon bacon in here.
I know. Yeah. They smell that we've killed their own.
They're eating me alive.
No! I'm okay, actually.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, that sucks.
The Tasty Podcast Network at tastypodcast.com.